Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, it's our last broadcast from this year's Jazzport Townsend, an evening concert from McCurdy Pavilion featuring the duo of vocalist Jillian Margot and pianist Jeffrey Keezer. It was Jillian's first appearance at Jazzport Townsend. Jeffrey has been a frequent guest there. Both were on the faculty of the Jazz Workshop during the week preceding the festival. Jeffrey Keezer first burst on the scene while still in his teens, playing piano in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He also worked with Ray Brown, Joshua Redman, Wayne Shorter, Denise Donatelli, and Ingrid Jensen, among others, and over a dozen of his own albums. Jillian Margot grew up in Toronto and studied with some legendary musicians, including Oscar Peterson, Freddie Cole, Carol Wellsman, and Norman Simmons. She also trained as a dancer and has sung with the London Philharmonic and the Toronto Symphony Orchestras. Jillian Margot and Jeffrey Keezer recorded a duo album together last year, On My Way to You. They'll do some of the songs from that CD in this concert. Here they are on stage at McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Warden during Jazzport Townsend, Jillian Margot and Jeffrey Keezer.
You stay with me. How else would it be than for you to be haunting the rooms? You play with me, provoke those old memories with your books, old clothes, and perfumes. Your way with me was not the stuff of famous stories, and now I've grown to see the truth in it. Though I still feel like a child, and I remember your smile, I can't help but think that this can't be. Thank you.
Good evening. Happy Saturday. That was a song, actually, we just released, what, a year ago on Jeffrey's first trio album in over a decade, entitled On My Way to You, this song that we did. The album is On My Way to You. The song is called You Stay With Me. And we're going to follow it with a tune that I recorded a few years ago on my album that was titled Black Butterfly. This is a song that was written by Jimmy Webb. Roberta Flack made it quite famous, so did Nina Simone. And this is our take on Do What You Gotta Do.
Can understand how it might be kind of hard for you to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I loved you better than your own kin did. From the very start, it's my own fault what happens to my heart. I've always known you'd go and do what you gotta do, my one sweet love. Though it may mean that I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind, find that baffled dream of yours, then come on back and see me when you can. Now I know it makes you feel bad, I know it makes you feel so sad. They say you don't treat me like you should, and they've got ways to make you feel no good. They've got no way to know. I've had my eyes wide open from the very start, and you never lied to me. The part of you they'll never see is the part you've shown to me. Go on and do what you gotta do, my wild, sweet love. Though it may mean that I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind, find that baffled dream of yours,
then come on back and see me when you can. Do what you gotta do, my one sweet love. Though it might mean that I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind. Find that baffled dream of yours and come on back and see me when you can.
Jimmy Webb's song Do What You Gotta Do, sung by Julian Margot with Jeff Keyser at the piano, in concert from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest.
Golden hues, blacks and blues, they're leaving clues. Bright moonbeams too, inviting you to play along for a song in a nocturnal symphony. And from light years away, the essence of night. Sleep in a deep reverie, black butterfly, eclipsing light tonight. Effervescent streams, dancing dreams, all abiding moonbeams on a magical flight, a bathing light. Thank you. In darkness there is hidden light, brightening blues and gleaming pearls of constant blackness in the night. In darkness, in darkness, there is hidden light, brightening blues, gleaming pearls of constant black. I sleep in my deep reverie. Black butterfly, eclipsing light tonight. Effervescent streams, dancing dreams, all abiding moonbeams. On a magical flight, a bathing light. Thank you.
That was Black Butterfly, title tune from an album by Julian Margot, her lyrics to George Cable's tune, Ebony Moonbeams. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on 88.5 KNKX.
I'm going to say a word about this tune. Written by Michel Legrand. It's called On My Way to You. And the story about this song for myself and Jeffrey is that when I was a young jazz student, I heard that a singer, pianist named Freddie Cole was coming to town. And I went and I heard him. And afterwards, as so many of our very gracious jazz elders are. He took me aside and gave me a brief masterclass on phrasing. So he taught me this song. I didn't know this song. And I taught it to Jeffrey. And Jeffrey liked it so much that it became the title track of his next album. So this is On My Way to You. Often as I wait to sleep, I find myself reciting the words I said, or should have said, like scenes that need rewriting. Smiles I never answered, doors perhaps I should have opened. Songs forgotten in the morning.
pipers I have paid along the roads I have wandered. Yet all the time I knew it, love was somewhere out there waiting. Though I may regret a kiss or two, if I had changed a single day, what went amiss or went astray, I may have never found my way to you. The roles I play, the tears I may have squandered, the many pipers I have paid along the roads I have wandered. Yet all that time I knew it, love was somewhere out there waiting. Though I may regret a kiss or two, if I had changed a single day, what went amiss or went astray, I may have never found my way to. To you.
On My Way to You by Michel Legrand. Title tune from a new album by Julian Margot and Jeffrey Keezer, sung in concert here at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest. Here's Jeffrey Keezer.
One of the fun things about being a jazz musician is having the huge sort of range of repertoire that we can choose from, whether it's from the Great American Songbook or Broadway shows or movie themes or contemporary pop material in some cases, when we can find a song that has compelling lyrics and cool chord changes and something that we can sort of make our own. And we like trying to make it different from the original, you know, taking it and kind of messing with it a little bit and changing it around and kind of making it our own. And this, such is the case with this next song. I was sitting in a coffee shop one day, and I heard over the, I don't know what it was, Sirius XM radio or something, it was playing this pop song with a really catchy little hook in the bridge, you know? I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. What's that? I didn't know who Katie Tunstall was, so I took out my Shazam thing on my phone, and I said, boom. And it said, Katie Tunstall, suddenly I see. And then you can, that's my robot voice, and then you can hit the buy now button, and it somehow sucks the music right out of the air and puts it right into your phone, and I don't know how that works. But it's neat. So I took it home, and I learned it, and I recorded on my solo piano record called Heart of the Piano back in 2013. Jillian heard me play that version one day and said, hey, do you mind if I sing that with you? And I said, sure, why not? Let's try it. And so this is what we've come up with. So this is Katie Tunstall's Suddenly I See. Another thing that pianists in particular do is take songs that are sort of uplifting and happy and positive and turn them into something dark and brooding. So, you know, I made it, instead of D major, I made it B minor, and I found the very darkest, scariest chord I could think of for the very beginning, so you'll hear it.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, it's our last broadcast from this year's Jazzport Townsend, an evening concert from McCurdy Pavilion featuring the duo of vocalist Jillian Margot and pianist Jeffrey Keezer. It was Jillian's first appearance at Jazzport Townsend. Jeffrey has been a frequent guest there. Both were on the faculty of the Jazz Workshop during the week preceding the festival. Jeffrey Keezer first burst on the scene while still in his teens, playing piano in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He also worked with Ray Brown, Joshua Redman, Wayne Shorter, Denise Donatelli, and Ingrid Jensen, among others, and over a dozen of his own albums. Jillian Margot grew up in Toronto and studied with some legendary musicians, including Oscar Peterson, Freddie Cole, Carol Wellsman, and Norman Simmons. She also... Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, it's our last broadcast from this year's Jazzport Townsend, an evening concert from McCurdy Pavilion featuring the duo of vocalist Jillian Margot and pianist Jeffrey Keezer. It was Jillian's first appearance at Jazzport Townsend. Jeffrey has been a frequent guest there. Both were on the faculty of the Jazz Workshop during the week preceding the festival. Jeffrey Keyser first burst on the scene while still in his teens, playing piano in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He also worked with Ray Brown, Joshua Redman, Wayne Shorter, Denise Donatelli, and Ingrid Jensen, among others, and over a dozen of his own albums. Jillian Margot grew up in Toronto and studied with some legendary musicians, including Oscar Peterson, Freddie Cole, Carol Wellsman, and Norman Simmons. She also trained as a dancer and has sung with the London Philharmonic and the Toronto Symphony Orchestras. Jillian Margot and Jeffrey Keyser recorded a duo album together last year, On My Way to You. They'll do some of the songs from that CD in this concert. Here they are on stage at McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Warden during Jazzport Townsend, Jillian Margot and Jeffrey Keyser.
You stay with me. How else would it be than for you to be haunting the rooms? You play with me, provoke those old memories with your books, old clothes, and perfume. Your way with me was not the stuff of famous stories, and now I've grown to see the truth in it. Though I still feel like a child, and I remember your smile, I can't help but think that this can't be. And I won't let you go, not easily. I try so hard to understand why I still feel the touch of your shaking me to come here without knowing if it's my imagination. I still think that this can't be the end. I won't let go, not easily. I try so hard to understand why I still feel the touch of your hand. Bottle of the day.
Good evening. Happy Saturday. That was a song, actually, we just released, a year ago on Jeffrey's first trio album in over a decade, entitled On My Way to You. This song that we did, the album is On My Way to You. The song is called You Stay With Me. And we're going to follow it with a tune that I recorded a few years ago on my album that was titled Black Butterfly. This is a song that was written by Jimmy Webb. Roberta Flack made it quite famous, so did Nina Simone. And this is our take on Do What You Gotta Do.
Understand how it might be kind of hard for you to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I loved you better than your own kin did. From the very start, it's my own fault what happens to my heart. I've always known you'd go and do what you gotta do, my one sweet love. Though it may mean that I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind, find that baffled dream of yours, then come on back and see me when you can. Now I know it makes you feel bad, I know it makes you feel so sad. They say you don't treat me like you should, and they've got ways to make you feel no good. They've got no way to know. I've had my eyes wide open from the very start, and you never lied to me. The part of you they'll never see is the part you've shown to me. Go on and do what you gotta do, my wild, sweet love. Though it may mean kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind, find that baffled dream of yours, then come on back and see me when you can. Do what you gotta do, my one sweet love. Though it might that I'll never kiss those sweet lips again, pay that no mind, find that baffled dream of yours, and come on back and see me when you can.
Jimmy Webb's song Do What You Gotta Do, sung by Julian Margot with Jeff Keyser at the piano, in concert from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest.
Golden hues, blacks and blues, they're leaving clues. Bright moonbeams too, inviting you to play along for a song in a nocturnal symphony. And from light years away, the essence of night. Sleep in a deep reverie, black butterfly, eclipsing light tonight, effervescent streams, dancing dreams, all abiding moonbeams, on a magical flight, a bathing light. Ba 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 ba
In darkness, in darkness, there is hidden light, brightening blues, leaving birds of constant black. In my deep reverie, black butterfly, eclipsing light tonight, effervescent streams, dancing dreams, all abiding moonbeams, on a magical flight, a bathing light. Thank you.
That was Black Butterfly, title tune from an album by Julian Margot, her lyrics to George Cable's tune Ebony Moonbeams. You're listening to Jazz Northwest on 88.5 KNKX.
I'm going to say a word about this tune. Written by Michel Legrand. It's called On My Way to You. And the story about this song for myself and Jeffrey is that when I was a young jazz student, I heard that a singer, pianist named Freddie Cole was coming to town. And I went and I heard him. And afterwards, as so many of our very gracious jazz elders are. He took me aside and gave me a brief masterclass on phrasing. So he taught me this song. I didn't know this song. And I taught it to Jeffrey. And Jeffrey liked it so much that it became the title track of his next album. So this is On My Way to You.
Often as I wait to sleep, I find myself reciting the words I said, or should have said, like scenes that need rewriting. Smiles I never answered, doors perhaps I should have opened, songs forgotten in the morning. I relive the roles I played, the tears I may have squandered, the many pipers I have paid along the roads I have wandered. Yet all the time I knew it,
a kiss or two. If I had changed a single day, what went amiss or went astray, I may have never found my way to you.
On My Way to You by Michel Legrand, title tune from a new album by Julian Margot and Jeffrey Keezer, sung in concert here at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the sound on Jazz Northwest. Here's Jeffrey Keezer.
One of the fun things about being a jazz musician is having the huge sort of range of repertoire that we can choose from, whether it's from the Great American Songbook or Broadway shows or movie themes or contemporary pop material in some cases, when we can find a song that has compelling lyrics and cool chord changes and something that we can sort of make our own. And we like trying to make it different from the original, you know, taking it and kind of messing with it a little bit and changing it around and kind of making it our own. And this, such is the case with this next song. I was sitting in a coffee shop one day, and I heard over the, I don't know what it was, Sirius XM radio or something, it was playing this pop song with a really catchy little hook in the bridge, you know? I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. What's that? I didn't know
who Katie Tunstall is. So I took out my Shazam thing on my phone, and I said, boom. And it said, Katie Tunstall, suddenly I see. And then you can, that's my robot voice. And then you can hit the buy now button, and it somehow sucks the music right out of the air and puts it right into your phone. And I don't know how that works. But it's neat. So I took it home, and I learned it. And I recorded on my solo piano record called Heart of the Piano back in 2013. Jillian heard me play that version one day and said, hey, do you mind if I sing that with you? And I said, sure, why not? Let's try it. And so this is what we've come up with. So this is Katie Tunstall's Suddenly I See. Another thing that pianists in particular do is take songs that are sort of uplifting and happy and positive and turn them into something dark and brooding. So, you know, I made it, instead of D major, I made it B minor, and I found the very darkest, scariest chord I could think of for the very beginning, so you'll hear it.
She's a beautiful girl, she's a beautiful girl.